iHeart community is very excited to welcome a friend, a new friend on our program, talking about the smart dog collar that is saving lives nationwide. Bye. I am so excited. It's FI, FI, founded by Jonathan Ben-Simon. I am so excited to have the founder and CEO of FI on the line with us. Jonathan, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Ronnie, for having me.
People and pets, when we're kinder to animals, we're kinder to people. I truly believe this. And looking over the amazing growth of your company since 2017, you obviously are a business and you want to turn a profit, as most businesses do, but you are a little bit different because you care more about these animals, their welfare and their safety. I feel like it's not a good business model, Jonathan. You're almost wanting to help too many people, and I worry about, I don't want your business to go away because you're helping so many rescues and animals, but really you're basing your company and your product on the safety of animals first, and I just want to say thank you. That's amazing.
Well, thank you so much, Renee. It's easier to get up in the morning and to run a business, which is always challenging and hard, when you do it for a good cause. And we feel very lucky at FI that we can develop a profitable business and at the same time, you know, save dogs every day. It's pretty rewarding when we receive all the testimonials of our customers who tell us, hey, my dog just escaped. I was able to catch him just in time, you know. We're just very lucky.
Let's talk a little bit about this smart dog collar. I know you have other products and there's some pretty incredible stories that even Jimmy Fallon, you know, Late Night TV has featured about some amazing rescues and finds because of the smart collar. But exactly, talk about this GPS dog collar and explain it a little bit for the audience so they understand what this product is.
Of course, yeah. So in 2017, we launched the first smart collar, which was basically a wearable for dogs to replace the dog collar. That collar has inside it a bunch of electronics, and as part of this has a GPS antenna and a cellular antenna. And so these radios, basically, if your dog escapes your home, the smarts that is in the collar will basically detect that behavior and detect that the collar cannot detect your home Wi-Fi, for example, anymore, or cannot see your cell phone as the owner. And then we'll power the GPS, acquire the location of the dog, wherever it is in the world, and then connect to a cellular network to send that information back to your phone. And so you'll be able to basically pull the Pi app on your phone, like put it open and just see a map and be able to track your dog.
Well, this is incredible because if you look at stats nationwide, over 10 million pets go missing in the U.S. every year. And here in Connecticut, you know, we just had a couple of really wild stories and one dog that got lost because as a result of a car accident. And it was just a puppy running in and out of traffic. And it was days before, you know, the pup was found. And thankfully so. But I'm wondering if with this GPS collar, it could have been a little bit faster, right?
Yes, we've had incredible stories. We've had dogs found, like, you know, something like 35, 40 miles away from their home. We have situations that are like really extreme where, you know, a kid, for example, who is autistic, was with his parents and the dog on a hike and get lost. And they were able to find the kid because they were able to track the dog and the dog never leaves the kid. It's pretty incredible how powerful this technology is. And we're lucky that the arc of the technology is at the place now where we can build really good product that feels comfortable and natural to put on the dog, and we're very much looking forward to that becoming kind of the standard for every dog out there, so that we can keep them safe, you know.
Oh, I'm going to have all the links up. I know all of my animal advocates and friends are going to want. They're going to want more information. We're going to leave them wanting more, Jonathan, because I'm going to have all the links up, how they can buy them. They come in different colors. You work with a lot of rescues. Your whole being is to keep our animals safe because they really are an extension of our families. And I know your inspiration came from your chief dog officer, Thor, who is your German Shepherd. Tell me about Thor and why he inspired you.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, So it was, it's quite a funny story. 4 years ago, me and my partner at the time adopted Thor, and just really fell in love with that guy. Just like, it was very interesting, like the depth of the bond that we can create with our dogs. And I remember at the time I was just working a lot, and I was working for a technology company here in New York. And so I had to hire a dog walker to come walk him. And then I kind of like noticed that he wasn't really tired at night and all of that. So after a while, I kind of realized that the walks that were supposed to be like an hour became 45 minutes, became 35 minutes.
Oh,
and that
no.
dog walker wasn't very reliable. So I kind of naively, I was like, okay, I just want to put a GPS on Thor to see where he's going and how much he's walking and if he's properly, you know, tired at the end of the day and all of that. I just want more information. And, you know, I used to say with a good combination of naivete and an ambition, you end up building things. And, yeah, I kind of put the first prototype together. And as soon as it worked, it was really magic for me. I was able to see exactly where it was going. Then we added, you know, an accelerometer chip to be able to measure the steps. So all of a sudden, I had a very good measure of how much Thor was exercising every day. And, you know, if he was like a little bit short, I was like, okay, you need an extra walk at night. And, you know, we kind of build on that. And all of a sudden we're like, wow, this is magic. If we put that on the dog, we get all that information that the dog cannot communicate back to us. Like, hey, I'm not tired, or I'm too excited, or I'm stressed out, or I'm not sleeping well. We released the first sleep tracker a month ago. And it's so exciting to see all that data coming in. So now the five color can stay on your dog and it will detect the sleep time during the day and the sleep time during the night. And we've been working with a set of veterinarians to develop specific algorithms to detect things that would be onset of health issues. So, for example, how many times your dog wakes up during the night while you are sleeping and you cannot notice that, right? So it's really exciting to see all of the data we can collect about their behavior and how we can leverage it, not only to keep them safe from a, you know, location perspective, but really understanding their behavior now and be able to say, oh, you know what, for the last week, my dog slept half the time that he usually sleeps. Like, what is happening, you know?
I want people to visit trifi.com. That's trifi.com. Of course, I'll have all of the links up on my blog. And I know, Jonathan, this is not going to be your last to visit, but I'm not through speaking with you yet. So do I have a little bit more time with you?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So here we go. I want to hear about the deaf dog dad and his deaf dog that were able to be reunited because of this GPS collar, because of the Fi collar. That is incredible to me. And I can only imagine being a person with a hearing loss. And of course, the same with his dog. If they were not together and they were separated, that must be horrifying. So could you tell me that story a little bit?
Yeah, actually, it's a use case that is pretty frequent that we saw emerging as soon as we put the collar on the market 3 years ago. You know, deaf dogs in general are just very hard to let loose on land because you cannot call them back, right? And so we have a lot of parents who have deaf dogs and they just, now they're able to just let them roam on their property and they'll just pull the app at night and see where they are and just drive their car, their pickup, and just go pick them up and bring them back home, you know. And it's nice because it gives the dog and the owner so much more freedom. Well, before it's like constant monitoring because if your dog is deaf and like he roams somewhere, well, you have no way to call them back and it becomes very, very hard to find them.
That's absolutely incredible. And then I heard about this husky that had the collar. I mean, I know this is not a typical story. Results may vary. I mean, this is definitely one of those stories. It's like a once in a lifetime type of story. But there was a husky that actually the collar caught a bullet for the dog and save the dog's life outside of Salt Lake City.
That was kind of crazy.
I mean, that's a crazy story. So I don't want to you know, I mean, this FI collar can do a lot of things. I mean, this is like, you know, having that metal thing in your pocket on your shirt in the right spot. And, you know, it's like out of a James Bond movie and it saves its life.
That was kind of crazy. Absolutely. I mean, let's make this clear. The FI collar is not bulletproof.
No. And but I mean, it's a story that deserves to be told, though.
The story is quite incredible. So this husky escaped its home and ventured into neighborhood houses in an area where people are a little bit scared about big dogs. And so one of the neighbors basically shot at the dog. And luckily, within the FI collar, like in the electronic component side, we have reinforced metal because there is a battery in there, and we want to make sure that the dogs cannot pierce with their teeth through the battery that would make it catch fire, right? So, like in the design, we surrounded part of the device with pretty like resistant metal, and luckily, the bullets that would likely have hit the neck of the dog in a very, very bad place, hit exactly that piece of metal, and the dog was left uninjured. So we got very lucky. The collar continued working somehow. So that was pretty crazy.
But you know what, though? In telling that story, there's another thing that I learned about your collar. It didn't even dawn on me to ask you, are they dog-proof? But I would dare say, if it's bulletproof, then I think it's dog-proof. But that's actually the care that you and your team have taken into consideration. Like, you don't want the dogs to be able to scratch it off, or, you know, if they're scratching their neck, or being silly and playing, or biting around. Like, I don't know how they could get to their collar, you know, biting around. But I'm just saying, or if they're playing with another dog, you had to take that into consideration. So this is very well built, I would say. I mean, outside of the fact that story, the real takeaway is, oh my gosh, this dog just survived an incredible experience and was able to go back home. But at the end of the day, too, this is a very well-made product.
Thank you. I appreciate it. We certainly put all the effort we can into the design of the product and into the challenges that we have around it. But you're absolutely right. Designing something that lives around the neck of a dog is a challenge. It needs to be waterproof. It needs to be kind of scratch-proof. You know, dogs play and play tag together, so like they will bite on it. Like, we need to make sure all of that is safe, you know, and that it continues working, it's not damaged. So like, yes, it's definitely a challenging mechanical engineering challenge, but you know, luckily we had a few dogs. My dog Thor is like 100-pound German Shepherd, so I always say if he can live around his neck for 2 weeks, it's good for the market, you know?
Oh my gosh. I can't wait to see Thor. I'm just getting to know your company now and taking a look at all the pictures and whatnot. And I have a 100-pound German Shepherd. Well, people know who listen to my program. They know I have my Luciano, who is he was 100 pounds. He's going through a little bit of a, you know, he does have degenerative myelopathy, and that's no secret to my audience. And but I would say if it could last on him, because he's not, I mean, I call him my gentle big boy, but he's not so gentle when he wants to play and go outside, you know. And
I do the same. To us parents, they're always gentle.
But you know what, Jonathan? I want to just have a real pet parent conversation with you. So my husband and I always get into this silly argument because I used to have another dog named Daisy, who was a German Shepherd Malamute mix. So she was like 140 pounds. She was a big girl, right? Mm-hmm. And Luke has always been about, you know, 95 to 100 pounds. And so Luke has always been my small dog. And so I used to get incensed when people would say, oh, he's so big, or, you know, I'm nervous. And I would say, he's not big. And then my husband would say, he's 100 pounds. People think that's a big dog. And I'm like, oh, they just don't know. I'm like, he's my little boy. He's my little, you know, my mon petit frère is what I call him. And no, apparently 100 pounds is a big dog. But in my eyes, he's just my little guy.
Listen, I completely agree with you, Renee. I don't know what they're talking about.
I knew we were going to be fast friends, so thank you very much. But all kidding aside, I know you're going to come back and chat with us because I want to get into all the rescue work that you do and how you help actual rescues, not, you know, across the world. world and nationwide, how you're helping with microchipping, how you're helping rescues and shelters and first-time pet owners, even for their first year. We didn't even get into that, but we're going to because we're going to have another interview. But I will put all those links up. People can get those details. I want to say thank you to Jonathan Ben-Simon, the founder and CEO of FI. I can't wait to develop our friendship and also to continue to talk about the smart dog collar that is saving lives nationwide. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ronnie.